T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. The Score!
Thanks to Adam Hoge, Mike Florio, and Adam. Adam and me was really good today, and that was
terrific.
And he an outstanding answer to my my DeMar DeRozan upside downside concerns. I thought
another one of those people that you run into and you have conversations with, and you go, "Oh yeah, brilliant,
yep.
Got it."
Like genuine smart person, yep. Right? Thanks to Layla, because she left for her depressing photo shoot.
Do you like when they talk about us when we're right here, Danny?
Those brilliant
people. Yeah, the brilliant people they run into and have conversations with. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, go ahead, Danny.
Ray Diaz, Mike Rankin, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell. These are Parkins and Spiegel. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hey, that was fun yesterday.
Oh, it was a blast.
With your spawn.
Talking to the coach.
He had a great time.
Last Chance You. Oh, yeah, your son was in, too.
He had a great time.
He was great. The audience loved it. They were, I think, a little terrified because he just, the mannerisms, the vocal patter, it just sounded like Dan.
A little more nasally. It sounded like you doing Coach K is really what it sounded
like. On some level, for sure. But then Spiegs kind of got quiet for a while. And I was like, was it just me and Jason like vibing, or was you just
why
like,
did you get quiet?
I froze up. It all felt too real. Lawrence, I was looking at young Bernstein. I was thinking about old Bernstein, who I know for not quite from the time he was young Bernstein, but for a long time.
I mean, pretty much.
Almost 30 years here. And I was thinking about young Spiegel and Ruben doing Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel enjoys it. Sometimes, and other times we talk about trying to be entertaining and what it is to be on the radio and stuff. And here's young Jason, totally comfortable, I think. And I'm wondering, is Dan not screwing him up? Am I screwing Ruben up? What is going, like, I got very existential
what?
And kind of.
Yeah, he had like a crisis of fatherhood.
Did any of this go through your head?
No, but I don't know. I can't judge it. I mean, my kids are so young. I don't think I've done any permanent damage to them other than with genetics.
You're also not as tormented as he is.
That's true.
There you go.
There is that.
I just brought my particular brand of torment to it for a moment. That's all.
But by the time that Ruben gets to be Jason's age,
he'll probably be as well adjusted as Jason seems.
Right.
That was it. I was struck by how well adjusted Jason was. He was very comfortable.
So I don't think that you should look at yourself
remember,
as being a
kid.
Bad parent.
I don't necessarily.
If it makes you feel a bit
today.
Remember, it's the second
for
kid.
Now.
The second kid raises itself. The second kid is less parented.
I miss him. Less parented.
Less parented.
It's been a tough go.
Yeah, but the one thing that he did say, having done the podcast and having done that, he said, "Man," he goes, "on air time goes by at 10 times the speed."
Yes.
He said, "On air time goes the energy." He said, "It goes so fast," and he said, "The feeling afterward is so good." It's like, how do you ever go to sleep after like doing something at night? He really likes the energy of it.
We can tell.
You know?
Yeah.
He offered himself.
Yeah, he said Tuesdays were good days for him if we wanted to do a weekly. off the air. I was so proud of him.
Really?
I mean, that's straight from the Parkins playbook.
That's what I was like, is he my kid? But just like offering, I was like so proud. I was like, I don't know that we're calling you for a weekly, but we will do it again. It was great. It was a text line suggestion to have him yell at a caller, and the caller.
And he was too nice. Like I told him,
nice.
I said, you could have exploded on that
Shane,
guy.
Shane, was the caller a plant? Wait, where's Shane?
Shane's not in his in the command center.
So that was legit because
Caller just got the bit.
Yeah, okay, I think three people called like to do it. Shane found the one who could understand the bit the best, but it was the caller's idea.
The moment he said, hear me out, I knew it was going to be great. I knew he got the bit where he's like, hey, hear me out.
The caller was fantastic.
Yeah, it was fabulous. It was great, man. And Jason was very solid and extremely well-adjusted and an absolute pleasure.
He's right about that thing, though, that happens like once you do a show. And Speegs, I'm curious what the difference is between a performance here versus a performance on stage, because I know that when I leave here, I'm the dumbest that I'll be for the entire day. But I also know that I'm wired. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can't like go nap or anything. And when I was doing the morning show at 120 after doing the nighttime show here, it was really hard because I'm like, you got to go to sleep. You got to go to sleep. You got to go to sleep. But after a show, you're wired. So I'm curious, what's the juice feel like doing this show versus you doing music?
Well, if the music thing went well, that level of satisfaction when I'm done with that is nothing I can recreate in any other walk of life.
Okay.
It's just like, oh man, we did it. Nailed it. Let's talk about it. What did you think? Why are you great?
Into the crowd too.
No, but really I like to sit in the back with the peoples and say, why were you great? Tell me why I was great. You know, like it's that kind of thing. When we're done here, I'm usually done with my own thoughts.
Right, that's what I mean. I don't
need to hear anything else that I might think about anything.
Ray will ask me when we walk out of here. He'll have like a whole list and he'll be like, "All right, so," and I'm like, "I don't, like, you can ask me, I'd have no idea." And he'll be like, I forgot one of my best friend's names a couple of weeks ago." Where I was just like, "Yeah, we should get
The silent drive home sometimes is just really nice and refreshing.
Absolutely. Like, you can find beauty in the silence. Or sometimes I'll go to a playlist.
WC.
The most beautiful music in the world that I know in any genre is all consolidated into one playlist, and I go to it.
So what I always have found funny, and I don't know if you guys have run into the same thing, I have a lot of friends who work on the FM side of the business. And it cracks me up because we do the reverse, where I'll have a conversation with Leon Rogers, and Leon's like, "Yeah, you know, I left the show and I was listening to what you guys were saying on the score." And I'm like, "That's weird, because when I leave here, I'll listen to the first segment of these guys and then turn on GCI or VAZ. And I thought it was like so interesting that they're so tired of music.
Yeah.
That they want to hear people talking, and we're so tired of talking that we want to hear music.
Yeah, and then you get home, and all you get is like somebody needs another 20 minutes on the Bears practice squad or something. You're just like, "Look, I'm done working, man."
We were telling Jason brought that up.
He wanted to, what was it? Talk to his father, I believe. He wanted to talk to his father about things he was interested in.
We can do that. Yeah. But just like, let me decompress a little bit.
Hey, when I did the show, you know, we all did the shows from home, I didn't really appreciate the decompression time once you entered fatherhood, but like having a baby handed to you
immediately
at 5:56.
Hey, great show. Catch.
I was like, and it makes perfect sense because she had a baby handed to her at 4:56 when she got off work and relieved the childcare or whatever. So she had been doing it for an hour. So now she needed her decompression time. So I get it, but oh my God, can we do another hour? Like, can I call into Gabe Ramirez's show? Like, what do I need here?
And the DoorDash thing, by the way.
Oh yeah, you want to defend yourself?
He absolutely pulled my card. It's true. I messed up the DoorDash McDonald's order. I texted, "Hey, let's do a big McDonald's night." We use the coffee. We put newspaper on the coffee table.
Sure.
We make a literal mound of McDonald's.
Yeah, the specifics here.
There's a McDonald's around the corner. Listen.
This is how he messed it up.
The specifics are interesting, but the generality thrown around was that you don't know how to use the app.
I don't. I'm bad at it.
Right there.
I'm bad at DoorDash. But here's Lawrence.
It's right there.
That's Lawrence, the McDonald's Lawrence, I Lawrence. Thought Lawrence, I ordered Lawrence, from. Lawrence.
Why wouldn't you just go there?
Because I don't want to. because I want them to bring it to my door. It's my DoorDash. It's another $5 or whatever it is.
They dash to the door. So, it's in the name.
So
he clips coupons and buys expired meat at Mariano's.
200 yards from his house.
It really is that close.
I
thought the app defaulted to the nearest McDonald's.
Oh, it does not. It does not.
And I didn't know that I ordered from one in Humboldt Park.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
I didn't know.
You ever ordered groceries I ordered groceries one time for my brother, and so they'd set like a grocery store all the way across town, and then you order again, and you're like, oh, my God, I ordered from that place. It's going to take
them. I haven't. I didn't know. I said, why wouldn't it just be that McDonald's?
Is it that not every McDonald's like participates or like has
I've gotten DoorDash from that McDonald's before,
but sometimes places will go dark for a period of time. Like sometimes like they can't do it between these hours. There might not the drivers themselves might be limited.
Yeah,
but he did. He was correct. He called me out for getting the fry basket instead of the large fries, and I didn't even think that because of the way it's constructed, they were less likely to retain heat because of the packaging.
How could you not think about
that? And I didn't think about that. They would get cold faster.
Go there.
And, 200 yards.
Hey, I have a quick question. Is it possible that the Bears quarterback depth chart this week is Nathan Peterman 1 and Peter Boyle 2?
Not Peter Boyle.
You sure it's not Peter Boyle?
Yes, I'm sure it's not.
The ridge.
It's Tim Doyle.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Tim Doyle. Or is it Danny Boyle, the filmmaker Danny Boyle?
Trainspotting.
Yes. Many
Slumdog,
others.
Right?
Slumdog Millionaire and many others. There's some jamoke named Boyle. I mean, that's no Darnell Mooney, no Eddie Jackson, no Justin Fields.
And do we know the status of Quani B and Kyler Gordon? Still in the protocol today.
I mean,
if they're still in on a Wednesday,
probably not playing.
It's not likely that they're going
to
play.
We don't have to worry about whether they want to win. You know what I mean?
They can't.
Right now, they can't.
Yeah,
they're incapable.
I bet the Packers -4 today.
You got a -4? That's the number.
It's available
with Rodgers saying that he's playing.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I don't.
I might have to move with you on that.
I didn't understand. I thought that'd be 7. I was like, oh, okay. That's an obvious play there. Because I don't really see them playing Fields. I do think that we'll get Simeon though. Like why would we not get Trevor Simeon?
Because he didn't practice today.
Well, what happens?
But when
Dr. Novocaine gets you ready to play,
right.
Yeah.
Sometimes when that wears off, you will.
Yeah. I had no idea I was in that much pain.
And then maybe he can play, like maybe you rest, and then do the same thing.
Yeah, doctor usually comes back around.
Yeah, it's the NFL.
Because somebody's got to play.
Yeah. But
it's not going to be Justin.
If it's Peterman, I'll weigh 14. That guy, he likes throwing the ball to anyone who will catch it.
Your team,
the other team. He just wants his ball to be caught.
I felt bad because that's what I wanted. Like, once we started to see the news.
All I'm interested in is the ball not hitting the ground.
No, like,
guys on the sideline.
It's like a superstition.
Yeah.
Someone's got to catch this thing.
It's an amazing thing. He just doesn't want the ball to hit the ground.
When I saw the news that they might have to go. I got like genuinely excited. I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be a spectacle.
Yeah.
Because now a guy that wasn't expecting to play and is also bad is now going to be thrust into playing against one of the best defenses in the NFL. I needed Nathan Peterman to be on the field.
Yeah, well, we didn't get it. And we got a game that is about as forgettable a Bears experience as we've had in a long time.
It's amazing.
Doesn't Nathan Peterman have the worst quarterbacked game in NFL history?
Five interceptions in the first half.
Yeah. Out of 9 throws. Threw the ball 9 times. 5 times it was picked.
And I think the other 4 were caught.
Were they?
I don't know. Yeah, but he likes to do that. So we've got Boomer Esiason today at 3. Trey Wingo, 3:45. A Bears report with Mark Grody at 5 o'clock. White Sox Bulls conversation. We hear from Justin Fields and much more.
Sounds like a show, men. Enjoy thyself.
All right, gents.
You guys as well. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Park and Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.